The Paris Metro came to a halt today as France observed a moment of silence for the 12 victims of yesterday's shooting at the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The Eiffel Tower switched off its lights and the bells of Notre Dame echoed across Paris. Meanwhile, police have extended France's highest alert level to Picardy, the region northeast of Paris, where the two heavily armed brothers suspected in yesterday's attack have reportedly been spotted. Guy Lagache is news director for television station D8. He joins us now. And Guy, just address reports that we heard today of the suspects being spotted at a gas station robbery. We're hearing conflicting reports now. What are you hearing?
Well, apparently there are like some confusions about, you know, the thoroughness of the reports. But what we've heard is that the two suspects are being tracked down in the northeast part of Paris, actually near the town of Reims, in the city, around the city of Villers-Cotterêts. And from what we've heard, but again, we have to be very cautious about, you know, the reports, is that the suspects have been, or apparently, supposedly, reportedly, they robbed a gas station and then they fled.
The gas station manager at least told the BBC that they certainly look like the suspects, dressed in black and heavily armed. There's been some reports of officials saying it maybe it wasn't them. But regardless, the thinking is they're in this area. Is this where they grew up? And tell us a little more about them.
Yes, this is pretty much where they're from. These two individuals, I mean, were like involved in some jihadist and terrorism activity back in the mid 2000s. And some of one of the two had been, you know, had gone to jail. And as you may know, jail and penitentiaries are places where you do have a hotbed for fundamentalism.
Yeah.
And reportedly, one of the two individuals may have been, you know, a sort of deeply involved in some sort of radical fanaticism in jail, out of which, when he came out of jail, this is something that, you know, he sort of continue to be engaged in.
So we understand that police are massing in this area that you mentioned in this search for Sherif Gouhachi, is the name of one of the brothers that you've been talking about, and his older brother. And meanwhile, another young man, an 18-year-old, turned himself into a police station after he heard on social media he was being looked for, but he's denied any involvement.
Yes, apparently he's denied any involvement because he said that he was at school during the unfolding of the terrible events at Charlie Hebdo.
So, Guy, we can't imagine. We know what it's like here. If you glance up at the 24-hour news stations, all you see is this manhunt. I can't imagine what it's like in Paris, in France. What is the feeling there?
The feeling is both scarce and national unity. So, you know, there is some sort of paradox. Mm. The terrifying events that happened yesterday sort of like gathered people together in various rallies, various marches that you may have seen on televisions in the United States. And this is going to be going on until at least next Sunday, where you're going to have in Paris a huge, you know, demonstrations with people coming from all over France, from all over various backgrounds, young, old people, middle class, everybody feel that they've been attacked at the core of their own country, which is journalism, democracy, the values that are, like, you know, run so deep in, you know, Western countries such as France, the UK, or the United States. And in some regards, you know, we all value this moment because it's an unprecedented attack on, you know, one of the most striking symptoms of a republic and a democracy, which is a magazine, a newspaper.
Guy Lagache,
something that we very feel strongly about.
Guy Lagache, thank you so much. A news director there for television station D8 in Paris. Guy, thank you.
Thanks a lot.